Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. It's time for Sam Webb's favorite segment of the week, the Top Dog of the Week, with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. So Wendy and I were having a pretty fascinating conversation during the break about, she wrote an article about sports analytics and comparing to scouting, so the look test versus the analytic test. What I can tell you is no matter what the analytics do when it comes to the Humane Society of Huron Valley, it's all about the look test. It's all about the look test and, you know, and the play test, right? When you meet the animal, you can, I guess the analytics would be that I am allergic to certain things. I don't know. I'm not sure what the analytics side would be. But when it comes to, you can't crunch numbers to see what pet is going to fit in your house. It's, you have to go meet the dog or the cat, and you have to have the look test.
That is
true. There is a balance in sports. But at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, it is all about the look and feel test.
It is. And I have to tell you, Ira, we do game it a little bit, you know, just between you and me here. We game it a little bit by, you know, trying to train our dogs to come to the front of the kennel. Right? Trying to train the cats to stick their little paws out and touch you, you know, because that one's meant for you, right?
I do find, though, a lot of us are attracted to, if you go into like the Humane Society and you see the dogs, the dog that's sitting in the back that's kind of shy, it's kind of quiet.
That happens too, yes.
A lot of people end up getting, oh, you're overly eager to be for me to pick you up adopt you or to play with you. That guy in the back? Look at that cute guy back there. And I want to go talk to that guy.
That's right.
He's shy. He needs someone to take bring out his personality.
Yes, that's true.
So you do get that. I remember, man, it's been many, many years ago, but when we picked out, it's been a couple dogs ago, two for my parents, so I'm getting many years ago, where, the one that jumped out at you, you start playing with, you're like, this dog doesn't have the right personality, too hyper, too whatever, and the shy, quiet. Now, he turned out to be fairly hyper, too, but he was not hyper in the moment, and he built, the hyper came out as he became more comfortable around only us, and, that, and a lot of times dogs are not, as you talk about all the time, not every dog is comfortable around other dogs.
True.
And that can hide their true personality that you would have in their home or in your home because the dog is now just around people.
Absolutely. They are all individuals. It's amazing. And, you know, people tend to think, oh, well, I can kind of judge based on the breed. No, you can't.
No,
I have three beagles and they're completely different.
Yeah, breed is a jumping off point.
Yeah.
The look test.
Right.
Is really the starting point. And then, beagles are supposed to be really like the hunting dogs. So they're supposed to be really observant and sniff things out. I had a roommate years ago who had a beagle.
Yeah.
And now the beagle was a hunting dog, was kind of gotten abused. So he was a shelter dog and my buddy rescued him or her, sorry. But you know, we would throw, like, when we were cooking food, you'd throw, like, hot dog pieces into the yard while the dog was playing, and it would land right next to the dog, and she couldn't find the food.
Wow.
Like, but that's a beagle. So, there's only so much you can get out of the breed. At the end of the day, you need the
individual. You got to test them out.
I guess
that's
the breed
is
the analytics side. What is the breed breakdown? And then the others, the look test and the field test is the actual getting to know the dog. That would be the analogy.
That's right.
I guess, as we kind of work through this random introduction to the Top Dog of the Week here with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
We really encourage you scouts, too, to come on in. And, of course, we have the pajama party, too. So if you want to test them out in your home, you know, see how they do under different conditions in your home, please do that. So that's three free nights that you can test out some dogs, and you can see the ones that are available, including our Top Dog of the Week actually is available for a pajama party.
We could have used that. Now this is maybe four or five dogs ago maybe four dogs ago with my parents when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
They had a rescue, but they got a dog from something that was gonna, essentially it was a from the owner relinquished. So we cut the middleman out.
Yes,
I think what was happening.
Absolutely.
And if I remember all the circumstances, but the dog was nuts. And it was a schnauzer, and we had schnauzers after, and the schnauzers they bark and but they're loving, and this dog was a barker and was not loving. So a pajama party would have been really helpful with that dog, but we were able to bring that dog back to, I don't remember. I was a kid. I don't remember the full circumstance, but I remember that, the other schnauzers we had were, you know, sit on your lap or next to you, give you a lot of love. This dog was not the case. This dog was eating my sister's dolls and all kinds of stuff.
Right, into other things.
So, yeah, you can only get so much. So the pajama party is a great way to learn about the personality of a dog. Because you give a dog 24 hours in your home, and that dog's going to make it home, and they're going to know where it is. If you go for a walk, they're going to pull you back to that location.
Yeah.
They definitely figure out where home is very quickly, which that's why I would have a very hard time with a pajama party if I didn't actually love you get along with the dog that well.
Yeah.
Because the dog would still, like, you found a home and now I have to take you back where you don't have a home, and you just feel so bad about it.
A lot of pajama parties result in adoptions, as you might imagine.
And my mom just texted yes nuts, so my mom was listening. She knows, she remembers.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
So tell us, Wendy, about this week's Top Dog of the Week.
Oh, Ira, it's Violet, or Violette, if you'd like to pronounce her name that way. She is about 2 years young, about 56 pounds. She, we think, is a pit bull mix. She's brown and white and cute all
over.
That
is a cute dog.
Yes.
Cute nose.
She is adorable. She came to us as a stray with no ID, and she came to us with a broken leg, a poor little thing. So she has been a total champ in letting her leg heal, and she is just a wonderful dog. She's the kind of dog that's like calm and then super playful. So she has her, like, you know, fits of mania, I guess, and then, you know, exhaustion.
I still recall them, no matter how old the dog is, I still refer to them as the puppy crazies.
Yes. Yes. Puppy crazies. She's got those. I love it. That to me, like, makes the world go round. Like,
yeah. I mean, my dog's about to be 8.
Yeah.
And even with now the torn ligaments in his leg, as he's getting better, the puppy crazies are there.
Right.
They're in spurts. As they get older, they go down. But it's great when they have that energy, because then you remember when they were little and you're like, you see that all the time.
Yes.
And you're loving.
Yeah, it's like the enjoyment right of a puppy. Like, they see everything from those eyes. Anyway, I totally love it. Violet, we would like to find her a home that does not have any cats, because she really likes cats way more than cats like her. So that's what we're looking for her. She is in our shelter right now. You can come see her at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We're open 7 days a week for adoptions, and we're located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. You can check out her picture, all that good stuff, hshv.org.
So how does that interaction work? How do you figure out that Violet likes cats a lot more than the cats may like? The cats run away? Is that how it plays?
Yes, yes, exactly, yes. She shows interest in chasing them around, kind of thing, yes. So we have cats in our shelter. We don't want to stress the cats out, but, you know, there might be a chance where she might see the cat, and that, I think, is what happened in this
case. So Violet wants the cat to basically play like a dog.
Yeah.
Is really what it is.
Exactly.
So a home with another dog, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, she could. She's met some dogs, and she likes some dogs. So there's a potential that could work. It just, we have to match up play styles with her.
Here we go. Back to the scouting part.
Exactly.
Back to scouting. Bring the dogs together. See how they mesh. We were talking about this morning. We were talking about bringing coaching staff together as Juwan hires his new staff.
Yeah.
And you're bringing three guys from different places, and maybe they've met each other.
Yeah.
And not all of them really even know Juwan that well, necessarily. And how do they all come together and work? It's not just your skill set, but also the personalities. How does it blend? So same thing here.
Exactly.
How do the personalities blend?
Yeah.
Because you don't want dogs that, two alphas may not really work that well.
Right.
And there's a lot. Yeah, there's definitely those.
Yeah, we're putting together perfect teams over here, too. So, that's
our
goal.
There you go. Violet is a is a very cute dog. You can see more on the website, hshv.org. That's hshv.org. You mentioned the pajama parties.
Yeah.
What else is going on at HSHV this time of year?
Oh my gosh, kittens. We have kittens up the wazoo. We have so many kittens, and we are running a special. Actually, this is the first time I'm announcing this. We are doing an Adopt One, Get One special. So anyone out there is interested in a kitten, please come see us at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We have oodles, all sorts of kittens, and we are getting more every day. So Adopt One, Get One Free. This is a quote-unquote while supplies last offer, so it is limited time. I should mention that getting two kitties together is so much fun because they play together, they teach each other things, good things, and it's just, it's a blast. So, I always get two, when I get two cats, I get them together. So, please consider adopting kitties. We also have a special on pit bulls. So this includes Violet. We're doing $100 off of their adoption fee. And of course, everybody out there should remember, at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, our adoption fees include their spay-neuter surgery, a microchip ID, and up-to-date vaccine. So it's a good deal. So please consider adoption, a pit bull or kitties. We've got lots of them. HSHV.org.
It's a good time of year over these next few weeks to keep reminding everybody to microchip your dogs as we're about to enter fireworks season.
Please.
You see the sparklers already at the stores and the tents popping up and whatnot.
Right.
Microchip those dogs. If it's as you get to a certain part of the night, if fireworks are going to go off, bring the dogs inside. Yeah. If they're not inside dogs, make sure however you secure them in your yard that they are very well secured.
Yes.
Because we've heard of dogs ripping away from leashes and running through fences.
Yep.
And running out of doggy doors or whatever. Secure those dogs during fireworks season.
Pushing out screens, digging under fences to do things. Ooh. I mean, just a ton of stuff. Yes. I don't, you know, Ira, I've heard from so many people before. They're like, oh, my cat never gets out, or my dog, you know, like I keep them. But please, it doesn't matter. You wouldn't believe the number of well-intentioned folks whose pets, for no, you know, reason, no fault of their own, get loose. So please, yes, make sure that your pets are microchipped. It's cheap. It's great insurance. We, you know, reunite families all the time because of microchips. And also, if your pet is microchipped, make sure that information is up to date. So make sure that, you know, if you got a microchip a long time ago, you changed your phone number, make sure that you call the microchip company. Change your phone number.
Microchip, those reunions with because the microchips must be so heartwarming.
Oh, it's just the best. Yes.
And I'm not sure who actually probably has the better reaction, the whining, crying happiness of the dog or the whining, crying happiness of the parent.
Person,
of
I
the
know.
Family, so.
It is the best thing ever.
What about summer programs for kids as school's about to get out?
Oh my gosh, we have so many. So our camps have already sold out, but we have at the Cat Cafe at our Tiny Lions Lounge and Adoption Center, we are doing a free scavenger hunts. So yes, so any parents out there who are looking for things to do with their kids, please consider our Cat Cafe, the Tiny Lions Lounge and Adoption Center over at 5245 Jackson Road. We have oodles of friendly cats. They're all up for adoption, but you don't have to feel obligated to adopt them. We just like you to come on in and play with them and pet them and enjoy them. And like I say, we have scavenger hunts for kids. So so check that out, tinylions.org.
Tinylions.org. And of course, for everything, hshv.org for hours of operation, everything else. It's right there on the website. But for those that need the reminder, location, hours of operation, and all that pertinent information.
Yeah. The Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. And we are open for adoption 7 days a week. Our late nights are Thursdays and Fridays when we're open 11 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays, we're open for adoptions 11 to 5. And then Monday through Wednesday, we're open 11 to 6. And you can see all that information at hshv.org.
And one more time, tell us about Violet, the top dog of the week.
Violet is about 2 years young. She is brown and white and super, super cute. She has those little floppy ears. She's about 56 pounds, and she is looking for a home that has no cats that can totally help her grow and continue to heal from her broken leg. She's got lots of energy, but at the same time, she's a couch potato too, so she's got the full mix. So check her out, hshv.org, or stop in and see her. Like I say, pit bulls right now, our adoption fee for them is $100 off. So great time to adopt a dog.
Wendy, thank you for your time as always. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
On this side of the break, we're going to meet Michigan's new men's golf coach, Zach Barlow. So stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.